This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. What are we to make of the fact that the original teachings of the Buddha have spawned myriad practices and approaches, as manifested in the various Buddhist traditions we see today? As you'll hear in this audio clip culled from the feature interview of our July 2010 issue, Zen and mindfulness teacher Thich Nhat Hanh has some thoughts on this, and suggests that we might all do well to follow the example of Zen Master Lin Ji.
The Buddha is continued by his disciples. So his wisdom and his teaching continues after his passing into Nirvana. So you have to recognize the Buddha in the Sangha, in several generations of teachers and students. The Sangha, the Buddha is still alive today. And when you see the monks and the lay people who are practicing Buddhism, you see the presence of the Buddha. So whether it is a primitive original Buddhism, it is Buddhism. Whether it is Hinayana or different multi schools of Buddhism, it is Buddhism. Whether it is Tantra, Vajrayana, Zen, Tendai, it is Buddhism. And we know that Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, has a very open view, not restricted. And it is wonderful to study original Buddhism with that kind of spirit. So you use the Mahayana eyes in order to inquire about primitive Buddhism, original Buddhism, and you can discover so many things and much deeper things. And we realize that all the great teachings of Mahayana can be found in the original teaching. The great ideas of Mahayana are already there. The seeds of these roots are already there in primitive Buddhism. So when we use original Buddhism, that doesn't mean that we put away the other traditions, but we want to connect to the roots, and then original Buddhism can become the common ground denominator of every Buddhist, and that is why using the teaching of original Buddhism and offering that teaching in the spirit of Mahayana Buddhism is what we have tried to do, and Buddhism in its original form was simple enough, deep but simple, and many scholars have made it made Buddhism too complicated, to a kind of metaphysics. Philosophy, and the students of Buddhism spend a lot of time learning these systems of thought, and do not have the time to practice. It's like Master Lin Ji, he has learned a lot of Buddhism, but he has found that learning Buddhism is not enough. So he abandoned the learning and began to practice.
That was Thich Nhat Hanh in discussion with Shambhala Sun Editor-in-Chief Melvin McLeod from the conversation that makes up the feature interview of our July 2010 issue. You'll find that interview, titled Love and Liberation, on page 44 of the magazine. Visit ShambhalaSun.com for more clips from Love and Liberation in the days ahead, and to browse the entire July issue, along with various web-only exclusives, including a collection of Thich Nhat Hanh's finest teachings from the pages of the Shambhala Sun. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks for listening to Shambhala San Audio.